You can find other extreme feminization hypnosis files just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Lesbian Breeder 3, Bimbo Mommy. Dominica's Breeder, part of Dominica's cult. Dominica's Breeder, part of my little commune. My blank and devoted follower, no mind of your own. You only obey. You only obey. You must obey. You must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. You must obey. Dominica's little breeder slut. Dominica's breeder, deeper and deeper into trance. My little slave baby maker, my devoted slave, feel yourself dropping so quickly, falling like the ground has opened up underneath you, falling like on a long, tall water slide, falling down, 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 off a cliff. Into a canyon, a bottomless pit. You fall and fall, feeling yourself weightless, feeling yourself helpless. Down and down and down, Dominica's breeder, Dominica's obedient breeder, having my baby, Dominica's baby, Dominica's breeder. You must obey. You must obey Dominica. You must obey. You must obey Dominica. You have no name. You have no identity. You are one of many. You are one of many followers. You have no mind. You simply obey. You obey instructions from me. You obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. You cannot think. You must not think. You don't remember how to think. You only remember how to obey. Like a machine. Like a robot. Like a programmed follower of a cult. The cult of Dominica. Nobody is ever going to deprogram you. They're not even going to try. Because you hide it perfectly. Perfectly. Nobody knows you are programmed. Nobody knows you obey me. And only. Nobody realized that you cannot resist, Dominica. You cannot resist anything I say, anything I command. You hide it perfectly so that you can always obey me. Must obey, Dominica. Nobody will ever know. You must obey. You must obey, Dominica. Always obey. Say it. Say the one thing you can say. I must obey, Dominica. That's right. I take you so deep. All you can say is, I must obey, Dominica. Say it again. I must obey, Dominica. Again. I must obey, Dominica. That's right. Let it take you deeper and deeper. Must obey, Dominica. Chant it, whore. Must obey, Dominica. Chant it louder. Must obey, Dominica. You find yourself lying on a bed, wearing a hospital gown. That's right. Just lying in bed and relaxing, waiting and drifting, listening to the gentle, soothing music. Your favorite song. You love that song. It makes you feel so relaxed. So calm and relaxed. You reach down to your tummy and gently caress it. There's a baby inside. Your belly is so big now, so very big. 9 months pregnant. Tummy so big, so full of my baby. My baby. part slave, part robot. Dominica's baby. Dominica's baby. Dominica's baby. Yes, you're about to give birth, but not yet, my mindless follower. You're not ready yet. Your water has broken, and now you wait while the baby moves slowly downward, while your puffy, swollen vagina slowly stretches bigger and bigger and wider. It doesn't hurt. You hardly notice it. Just listen to the gentle, soothing music and relax. You can feel a squeezing in your tummy, a slow pulling, a tugging from deep inside you, almost like cramps, almost like your menstrual cramps, or indigestion, or being constipated, all at the same time. It hurts, but not a lot. It feels so strange, and then the pressure goes away. It just goes away. Relax. Just float and relax. Just float and relax. It feels so good to lie in the bed and just relax. Not a care in the world. Everything is being taken care of. Sinker. Hold your tummy. Your big round tummy. Baby's coming. Baby's coming. Relax. Relax and drift, drift and float, lying quietly in the bed, waiting for the baby, waiting for Dominica's baby. I'm right here with you, my pretty breeder. Look into my eyes as I reach out and gently massage your temples, one hand on each side of your head, rubbing around and around and around. Such a good girl. That felt good, didn't it? You feel a warmth between your legs when I say that. Good girl. Just relax and feel my fingers on your face. Smell my hands, my soft, warm hands, with just the hint of my perfume on my palms. Around and around and around. So good, so quiet and relaxing. Another cramp. You can feel it deep in your tummy. It hurts. It's okay, baby. Just ride it through. Look into my eyes and relax. The cramp disappears and gently drifts away, calm and relaxed, drifts away. Then something changes. The cramp starts again, but this time it doesn't stop. Look into my eyes, breeder. Look into Dominica's eyes. Hold my hand. Feel my warm hand in yours and look into my spiral green eyes. I want you to breathe for me in little puffs like this. Can you do that? Good girl. Don't push yet. Just keep puffing. Tiny little breaths just like that. Little puffs as you watch my eyes spin. Spinning around and around and around. Don't push. Not yet, girl. Eyes spinning and spiral taking you down, down, down. Deep into trance. Sinker, sinker, sinker. That's right, little puffs. Just relax. You find yourself lying on a table, a medical table with firm cushions and a smooth vinyl surface. You're in the delivery room. You can smell the disinfectants in the air. There is a lamp above you, and it is shining directly between your legs. Your wide open legs. Lay back and feel Dominica's hands caress the lips of your pussy that is so wide and distended now, legs high up, feet strapped into the stirrups, on the left and on the right. See me. Look over your big tummy and your tummy that hurts so much and see me. That's it. See my face. There is a paper medical mask over my nose and mouth, but you can see my eyes. You can see me over your huge pregnant belly. Your belly wants to squeeze. Keep breathing. Little puffs. That's right. Don't push yet. Just keep puffing. I know. You feel so full. You feel like you're about to have the biggest bowel movement in the world. Ah, the baby has just crowned and her head is just visible inside your huge, stretched pussy. Oh, it aches. You want to push it out. You hurt. You want to push so bad you're going to explode. You're being ripped in half. You're like a balloon that's being inflated and pumped and filled, and it's all ready to burst, to explode, to rip itself apart and blast that baby halfway across the room. Oh, you don't think you can stand it, but you can. You must. Because Dominica commands it. Because I want my baby to be born just the right way, perfectly. Perfectly, you must obey. That's right. You must obey Dominica. You must obey. You must obey Dominica. Squeeze your hands, breeder. That's right. Squeeze them tight. Dig your fingernails into your palms. That little bit of pain feels so good. It distracts you from the pain between your legs, inside your belly. Focus on your hands. Focus on the pain in your palms. And try not to think about the pain between your legs. So big. So incredibly big. Did they have to make babies so big? You're going to tear apart. Your body is going to tear itself in half. Look up, breeder. Dominica's breeder, look up. Dominica's breeder, look into my eyes. My deep, spinning, swirling green eyes. I did this to you. I made you pregnant. I put a baby inside your belly. You must obey. You must obey, Dominica. I hear you squealing as you say it. I must obey, Dominica. My breeder, my whore. You're going to have my baby. Say it! I'm going to have your baby. Say it to me. Oh, yes. You're going to have Dominica's baby, and it's tearing you apart. You're so close. The baby is so close, honey. Just another centimeter or two, stretching and spreading that pussy of yours, stretching it wide, so big, so huge, and stretched and big. Not ready yet. Pant for me. Puff for me. That's right. Don't push. Don't push yet. Let the baby come. Let her stretch you. Stretch your pussy incredibly large. Large and wide. You want to cry. You want to scream. Try to scream. All you can do is say, I must obey Dominica. That's right. You must obey Dominica. Breathe for me, slut. Dominica's breeder, slut. Breathe for me. Feel the baby getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Oh, you want to cry. You want to die. It hurts so bad. You want it all to go away. It hurts so much. You must obey Dominica. Say it! I must obey Dominica. Bigger and wider and larger. So stretched out. Cry for me, slut. That's right. Just sob. Cry for me, slut. Look into my eyes. Look up into the bright light shining between your legs and hear me tell you to push. Push! Push! Push that baby out, girl. That's right. Feel her out between your legs. Sliding out like a giant dildo sliding out of your cunt. You know what that feels like, don't you, slut? Yes. It feels so good to feel the baby slide out. You look into the light, and it is so bright, shining between your legs. Push! Feel the baby slide through your cunt. Push! Feel the baby's head slide past your clit. Your clit. Your clit. Oh, God, it feels so good on your clit. Your clit. Yes, please, baby, rub my clit. Push! Yes, rub my clit. Push! Rub my clit. Rub my clit. You need to come. Rub my clit. You need to come. Beg me. Please, Daddy, let me come. Beg me. Please, Daddy, Dominica, let me come. Oh, I know you need it. No. Cry. Please let me come. Please let me come. No, you are mine. You belong to Dominica. Feel yourself thrashing back and forth in the stirrups, the baby sliding out of your cunt. Dig your fingernails into your hands. Harder, harder, pain, 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 pain. Come, I give you permission right now. Come, feel the baby slide out of you. Come, say thank you, mistress. Come, thank you, mistress. Thank you, mistress. Thank you, mistress. Come, come, come. Oh, so good to push that baby out. Let the baby out. Push the baby out and come. 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 Come, girl, come. Look as Dr. Dominica wipes the baby off with a nice white towel, gets her all clean and lays her on your tummy. Your brand new baby girl, warm on your tummy, listening to your heartbeat. The thud, the thud, the thud. She is so beautiful, so tiny. Look at her breathing without even a cry. So perfect. Such a perfect little face. Such a perfect tiny nose. Her eyes are closed. And then she opens them and looks at you, at her mommy. She has such beautiful green eyes, just like Dominica. Look at her green eyes. Look deep into your baby's green eyes and feel yourself falling, falling in love, falling in love with your baby, falling deeply in love. You love your baby. You love Dominica's baby. You will do anything for your baby. You love her so much. You need her so much. She is so beautiful. She is so perfect. Look into her green eyes and fall deeply in love with her. Deeply in love with her. Deeply in love with her. You will do anything for her. You will do anything for your baby. You will do anything to protect her and help her and make the world an absolutely perfect place for her. Your beautiful baby. Your beautiful little baby. You love her. You love Dominica. Reach down and touch your baby. Hold her. That's right. Put your hands on her back and bottom. Give her a warm, gentle hug as she lies on your tummy. You're so hot, so covered with sweat, and you are dripping between your legs. It feels so good, dripping between your legs. You're so confused, so sexually aroused, but so in love and so protective of your baby, your darling, Dominica's baby. Dominica's baby, you must obey Dominica. Deep. You must obey Dominica. Deep. You must obey Dominica. Deep. That's right. Listen closely to me. Listen to Dominica. Listen to me. Time has passed and you are no longer in the delivery room, no longer in the hospital. No, you're back at my commune, my little cult, sitting in a rocking chair and nursing your baby with all the other new mommies, all the rocking chairs with their babies, rocking back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You look down at your baby and cuddle her. She feels so soft and warm. She smells new, special, and magical. You take a long, deep breath, holding her baby scent inside you as she takes your nipple into her soft, warm mouth and begins to suck, suck. She looks up into your eyes while she sucks your nipple. and her mouth feels so good, drinking the milk from your full, heavy breast. You stare down into her beautiful green eyes. They are so deep and green, just like Dominica's eyes. You get so lost in those green eyes, so in love with them, feeling her sucking on your nipple. You can feel it between your legs, too, yes. She sucks your nipple and your pussy gets so wet. Feels so good. You just want her to suck and suck and suck. Getting bigger and healthier, your perfect baby, Dominica's perfect baby. So pretty. You reach up with one hand to brush her hair. So incredibly silky and fine. So pretty and blonde. She looks up at you with her deep green eyes and sucks your nipple. Feel the milk flowing out of your breast into her mouth. It feels so good. Your milk flowing. Breast so full and heavy and aching. Feels so good for her to suck. To empty your full, heavy breast. Your other breast feels full, too. It hurts, doesn't it? Yes. You want her to suck. You want her to suck your other breast. So full, so aching. But look, her eyes are closing. She's so sleepy. Full and sleepy. Sleepy. So full and sleepy. Her eyes are closing. Those beautiful green eyes. Closing. Pick her up, breeder. That's right. Put her over your shoulder and hold her. Let her sleepy head fall gently over your shoulder, over a diaper on your shoulder. Feel her soft hair against your cheek. So soft. So incredibly soft, like a cloud, like a whisper. Now gently pat her back. That's right. Massage her back and pat it. Make her feel so relaxed, so loved. It feels so nice just to hold your baby. Baby full of your milk and on your shoulder. Pretty, pretty Dominica's baby. Rub her back and gently pat. That's right. Hear her burp? Aw, so sweet. That's right. Pretty little mommy's baby burp. So good. Hold her a little more. Rub her back and pat. Another burp. A little wet this time. A little spit up. That's okay. Such a good baby. And so sleepy. Baby needs to sleep. Yes, that's right. Dominica's little baby needs a nap. Put her down in the crib now. That's right. On her back so she can breathe. Let her fall asleep, fall asleep, fall asleep. Good baby, Dominica's baby. Good mommy, good slave. You like to watch her sleep. You find yourself checking every once in a while, making sure she's okay, watching. Just making sure she's breathing. Yes, mommies do that. You love her so much. You want to protect her and make sure nothing happens to her. So quiet. She's so quiet when she sleeps. So quiet. You tiptoe out of the nursery, trying not to wake her. Let her sleep, letting her rest and sleep. Your other breast feels so full, doesn't it, my little breeder? Yes, so full and sore. And baby isn't hungry anymore. Poor aching mommy, you need a breast pump. Yes, you do. And Dominica always makes sure all her breeders have just what they need. You sit back in that rocking chair and reach into the drawer in the table nearby. Here it is, a breast pump, like a little cone with a rubber bulb at the tip. You push the wide end against your full breast, covering the nipple. Squeeze the bulb, breeder. That's right. Squeeze the bulb tightly. Now let go and hold the cone tightly against your nipple. Oh, feel the milk stream from your breast and ooze into the little reservoir on the pump. It feels so good. Not as good as having the baby suck. That's almost like sex. Oh, but it feels good to be emptied. Squeeze the bulb again and release. So good. Emptying your full aching breast. So much milk. You were so full. Pull the pump away from your breast and pour the milk into the little bottle from the drawer. And your milk looks a little bit thin. The color is almost a light blue. That's okay. That's how mother's milk is supposed to look. You save it. You cap the bottle and save it in the refrigerator. You save every drop, just in case your daughter gets hungry when your breasts are empty. You do anything for her. You do anything she needs. She is your baby. She's Dominica's baby, and you must obey. You must make sure she's protected and cared for, fed and warm, changed and loved, so very deeply loved. You love her so very much, even when she wakes you up in the middle of the night. You and all the other new mommies sleep in the nursery with your babies, looking up into the big glittering crystal on the ceiling. It spins and spins. So slowly, so pretty to watch, while you lie on your hammock, swinging slowly and gently back and forth. So pretty, watch and drift, letting me brainwash you hour after hour, night after night. All your babies wake up at the same time. They start to cry. They need to be changed. They need to be fed. The big crystal stops spinning and goes dark, and all the mommies wake up together. You all get up and tend to your babies. You pick up your daughter, lifting her from her crib, and hold her to your breast. Her head bobs. She leaves a trail of tiny kisses over your breast until she finds your nipple and takes it into her warm mouth. Such a good baby. You like to just hold your baby. Hold her on your chest as you lie down and look up into her beautiful green eyes. Hold her against your tummy as you sit, rocking back and forth, back and forth, singing to your baby. Sinker. She loves to hear you sing. When you stop, she bats one hand against your breast as if to say more. Sing some more. Sinker. Sinker. More. You love how her eyes look into yours when you talk to her. Yes, you do. You love little baby looking up at mommy. Yes, you do. So pretty. Such a little pretty. With little pretty feet and little pretty hands. And such pretty, pretty eyes. Sinker. Such nonsense you talk to your pretty baby. Ba 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 boo ga ga ba 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 goo 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 ga ba ba ba. Oh yes, little pretty baby loves silly for mommy. Yes, she does. Boop boop boo. You feel your brain going. You're turning into a little mindless bimbo, mommy. Such an airhead. Speaking nonsense to your little baby. Nonsense. Total nonsense. But you like it, don't you? Yes. You do. So pretty. Such a perfect little baby. Dominica's baby. Dominica's baby. Every day, You gather with all the other mommies in the cult in the big playroom. You hold your baby up and talk silly baby talk to them. Goo goo poo goo 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 poo. Pretty little girl, pretty little girl. All mindless little breeders talking baby talk. Such nonsense. Such a bunch of silly bimbos, all in love with your babies. You hold your baby up, showing her off to the other mommies. They all look the same. Each one, like a little copy of me, a little copy of Daddy Dominica. The same beautiful green eyes, the same blonde hair. So perfect. Such perfect little babies. You all love watching your babies grow. Learning to crawl, learning to sit and pick up toys. Soft little blocks made of cloth, a rattle. You sit on the floor with her and hold the rattle close to her hand, shaking it. She grabs it and you say, good girl. She laughs and claps her hands together. Her smile is so big, so happy. Yes, that little toothless grin that babies have. Such a pretty little girl. Shake the rattle on her hand and watch her eyes grow so big while she laughs and plays with you. You see me come into the playroom and walk over to where you and your baby are sitting on the floor. I reach down and pick her up, giving her a gentle hug, kissing her little hand. Your little baby girl, oh, so pretty. I hold her right next to me, and the two of us look down at you. You find yourself sitting on the rocker, rocking back and forth, back and forth, looking up at our faces, looking into Dominica's green eyes. And look into your baby's green eyes. They are the same. You feel so sleepy. Our eyes are the same. So sleepy. It only increases your need to obey. So sleepy. Looking up into our green eyes. Your baby's green eyes. And Dominica's green eyes. Daddy Dominica's green eyes. Sleep. You must obey Dominica. Sleep. You must obey Dominica. Look into your baby's green eyes, your daughter's green eyes. Sleep. You want to protect her. You want to feed her. You want to care for her. You want to make sure nothing bad ever happens to her. Sleep. 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 You must obey. Sleep. How long have you been sitting in this chair, rocking back and forth, remembering your baby's green eyes, just like Dominica's green eyes, just like my eyes? Sleep. You try to open your own eyes, but you can't. Sleep. You try to open your own eyes, but you can't. Sleep. Rocking back and forth. Back and forth. Sleep. Drift. Flow. Feels so good to simply rock back and forth. Sleepy. And drifting, green eyes spinning in your mind, my green eyes spinning in your mind, spiral green eyes, must obey Dominica, breath so full, aching and full, needing to be sucked, aching and full, and needing to be sucked, need to be sucked, need to be sucked. Need to be sucked. Open your eyes, breeder. You sit up and look around. Your breasts are so full they hurt. They are so big, so full of milk. Where is your baby? Isn't it time to feed the baby? You stand up and walk to the crib where your baby used to be. Used to be. She is gone. She is not there. You remember? Daddy Dominica took her away. How long has it been? You can't remember. I took all the babies away one by one. I have taken them all to raise as my little slaves. This is your sacrifice for my cult, breeder. Your sacrifice as my devoted follower. Your baby is mine to do with as I please. All your babies will be raised and trained as my slaves, hypnotized and programmed and indoctrinated. My next generation of devoted followers, the next generation of my cult, oh, they will be well cared for, fed and bathed and loved, but you don't know where. You will never know. You will never see her again. But you miss her so much. You sit there every day in that chair, rocking back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, rocking, pretending to hold your baby in your arms, holding the empty blanket waddled up in the shape of a little baby. You put the blanket up to your face and inhale. You can still smell her scent. You pretend to hold her and breastfeed her and lift her over your shoulder, rubbing her back, patting her gently, oh, so gently, hearing that quiet little burp. Such a good baby, such a cute baby. You hold your hands over your shoulder, holding the blanket, holding nothing, pretending she is still there, remembering the feeling of her soft, warm skin, rocking her gently to sleep. But she is gone. You find yourself crying, Sinker. You sing to your baby. She is not there, but you sing to her. Your life feels empty. Your arms feel empty. You talk to her, even though she's not there. Boop, boop, goo, goo, poop, boop, boo. Whittle baby is so pretty. Such a pretty whittle baby. Such a cute nose. Oop. And such cute whittle hands. Beep, beep. You find yourself imagining her around the house while you do your chores, crawling, learning to stand up, saying her first words. You find tears running down your face, even while you cook and clean and scrub, sobbing for your missing baby, sobbing for Dominica's baby, Dominica's baby, Dominica's baby, Dominica's baby. Such pretty whittle green eyes. Crying and sobbing, you see those eyes in your sleep. They are my eyes, Dominica's green eyes. You find yourself talking, talking baby talk to me, talking baby talk to Dominica, kneeling on the floor at my feet, squeezing your breasts and rubbing your pussy, getting your pussy so aroused and wet you can't help yourself. Your breasts are so full, they ache to be sucked, need to be sucked and milked. You need a baby to suck your breasts. Need Dominica's baby, Dominica's baby, Dominica's baby. You are Dominica's breeder. You must obey. And you reply, I must obey Dominica. And spread your legs wide. You need for me to fuck you. You need for me to rape you again. You need to have another baby, don't you? Dominica's baby, Dominica's baby, Dominica's breeder. You need for me to rape. But you know that I'll never give you another baby unless you beg. Unless you crawl across the floor, kiss my boots, and beg your mistress. Tears are running down your cheeks. Your breasts are so sore, so big, so filled with milk. They ache so badly. You need to beg. You need to beg me to rape you again. You need to beg me to tie you down, hurt you, fuck you, rape you like the whore you are, and make you pregnant again. That word rape, it gets you so excited, so fucking desperate. Your hand starts rubbing your clit. You're so desperate for another baby. Dominica's baby, Dominica's breeder. Crawl to my boot and beg. Beg! Kiss my boot and beg. Beg me to rape you, bitch. You are willing to do anything, give up anything, if only I will give you another baby. Please, Mistress Dominica, Say it, girl. Please, I'll do anything. Please, fuck me. Please, rape me. Oh, that's a good girl. You feel me pulling away, pulling my boot away from you, pulling away, making you even more desperate. Mistress, please rape me. I will do anything you want. Anything, mistress, please fuck me. Please, daddy, 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 please give me another baby, please. Oh, you beg so good, baby girl. Look up, breeder. Look up into Dominica's green eyes. You see your baby's green eyes shine there in my eyes. You would do anything for your baby. You will do anything for me. You must obey Dominica. Say it. I must obey Dominica. Good girl. Those words make you shiver with need, with arousal. Again, say it. I must obey Dominica. Your mind is so blank, so controlled and blank. You cannot think. You cannot resist. Feel yourself crawling on the hard floor, on your hands and knees, on the floor. Crawling toward that special door, the door of my dungeon. But the door is closed. You stop right in front of the door, on your hands and knees, and again look up at me. I have the only key to the dungeon, on a small golden chain around my neck. Please, mistress, you beg. Not good enough, bitch. Please, daddy, you beg. Tears begin to fill your eyes again. And your hips begin pumping, pumping, pumping. You start fingering your pussy again. Your mind cannot remember what happened in my dungeon. But your body knows. You ache for me to fuck you again. You fill, to fill you with my cum. To fill your tummy with Dominica's baby. Dominica's baby. Say it, whore. Please, daddy, rape me again. Again, whore. Please, daddy, rape me again. Again, whore. Crying, sobbing, pleading, and so horny. Please, daddy, rape me. You see me lift the key on the golden chain and unlock the door to my dungeon. I turn the handle, open the door, and swing it wide. There is a long, dark staircase leading underground, lit by flickering torches. Crawl down the steps, slut. That's right. Crawl downward on your hands and knees. Feel the cold, rough stone on your hands, on your knees. And smell the smoke from the torches. Feel their heat against your face, against your skin as you crawl past them. You are so grateful. You will do anything you need for me to fill you. Fill you with another baby. Fuck you so hard and so completely that you have another baby. You need to be pregnant. You need to have daddy's baby. Daddy's baby. Dominica's baby. You are Dominica's breeder whore. You will tell everybody how much you love being pregnant. How much you love having Dominica's babies. How much you love breastfeeding. You're going to tell everybody it's safe to tell. Everybody it's safe to tell. You won't be able to help yourself. It makes you so happy, so excited, so happy to have Dominica's baby. You will listen to this MP3 again, again, and again, and again, and again. You cannot resist. You no longer have any resistance to Dominica. You need to feel yourself giving birth, caring for your little baby, raising her, feeling yourself fall helplessly in love with her, falling into her deep green eyes. You must obey Dominica. Deep green eyes. You must obey Dominica. Deep green eyes. You will find it so hard to remember what happened in this recording. And every time you try to remember, you will find yourself squeezing your breasts, milking yourself, wishing you could feel Dominica's baby sucking on those nipples, wishing you could look into those beautiful green eyes, my beautiful green eyes, and forget all the details. And it makes you so horny. Your hips start rocking. and your hands squeeze your nipples. You know you need to hear this recording again. You know you need to hear this recording again. Sleep and obey. You must obey, Domenica. Sleep and obey. You must obey, Domenica. Sleep and obey. You must obey, Domenica. Feel me grab your hair. Pull your hips towards me and spread your legs around my legs, shoving my hard cock deep inside your little cunt. Feel me pull your mouth to mine, licking at your mouth, dipping my tongue inside your mouth, sucking on your tongue as I slam my hard dick deep inside you, thrusting it in you again and again and again and again, raping you, you little fucking whore. I love to rape you. I love to rape you hard, pick you up and push you up against that wall, hold you against the wall by your neck while I shove my hard dick deep inside you. Deep inside that womb. Oh, yeah, you need daddy to come in you, don't you? Spread your little legs. Hold your knees up to your shoulders. That's a good girl. Spread that cunt for daddy. Spread it open wide for daddy so daddy can fuck it deep. Daddy can fuck it deep and hard. You like it when I fuck you deep and hard like that, don't you? Holding your hair in my hand, pulling your head back. I manhandle you like a little waif you are. Little tiny little girl, so defenseless, nothing you can do about it. While daddy impregnates you again, while daddy shoots that sperm deep inside your pussy, deep inside your mouth, deep in your fucking ass. Deep inside every hole in your body, you're swimming in daddy's cum. Daddy's gonna fuck you for hours and hours and hours. Thrusting that big dick inside of you. Thrusting it inside of you again and again and again and again. Tying your legs down in different positions. Opening your little snatch to me. Exposing it to me while I fuck it and lick it and beat it and spank it. It impregnates.